Ashley, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
What is going on in the Congress right now?
Well, today it's a bright, sunny day in Washington, and Republicans are boiling over this big, beautiful bill, especially over the Medicaid expansion or reductions that will be seen within the bill. You've got some senators pushing some things over the line with this Votorama, which is where senators can add unlimited amount of amendments or vote on an unlimited amount of amendments. Those are some of the things going on in this domestic policy mega bill.
Do you think they're going to get it resolved by the 4th of July?
Well, listen, Senator Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson just met with President Trump today to make sure that both the House and the Senate are on the same page. So they are working together to do everything that they can to get this bill over the line before that deadline. So it does look like it might be successful.
Do you know what the biggest sticking point is right now?
One of the biggest sticking points is definitely going to be what's going on with Medicaid and whether or not states will be reimbursed federally by federal dollars for their spending on the health care package. So you have Senator Tom Tillis and Senator Rand Paul, who have both said that they're against some of the clauses when it comes to Medicaid. And they can only, well, Republicans can only afford to lose one more vote in order to see this pass. So they're on the line with that.
Yeah, I wonder what Rand Paul is going to do. I could see him standing fast. But a lot of times, these senators will voice their objections. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not going to vote for it. And then they vote for it. Do you think the Republicans have the votes in the Senate to pass it?
Well, they're going to do everything that they can. They're definitely leading on some allies, especially within the Democratic Party, such as Senator John Fetterman. So it could be something that is likely to happen. Another thing that some senators have said is contentious for them would be the rollback on wind and solar energy credits. So that's another argument that's been occurring. There's been another update to include that we have a senator who is pushing to see that cryptocurrency and digital asset transactions are tax exempt. So that's something that Senator Cynthia Lummis just introduced a few moments ago. So the bill is definitely developing.
I'm just looking at a list of all of the items which are up for debate, if you will. No tax on tips. Do you understand that that is still in there? Nobody's fussing about that. It's possible that there will be no tax on tips as a result of this, correct?
That's correct. No one's kicking up dirt about that topic yet.
The Trump accounts where the newborns get $1,000 if one of the parents has a Social Security number, is demonstrably a U.S. citizen. Are newborns going to be given $1,000?
They could be within this bill, and that would be funded by the Treasury Department. So it's something that the White House has definitely hammered down upon, especially in, you know, encouraging support for this bill.
And then overtime is also an area, and I don't recall now if there is a cap on how much money you could earn on overtime before you would have to pay taxes. But as I understand it, any overtime money that you earn would not be taxed. Do you recall, there's so many points in this, but is that still in the bill?
Right now, that is still in the bill. That's something that the White House has, again, campaigned on and said that, you know, a lot of people would benefit financially from this passage that will also include the 2017 tax cuts that President Trump introduced during his first term.
Those are a certainty. That's going to roll over, right? We're not going to cancel the 2017 tax cuts, are we?
Right. Not at all.
Marginal tax rate, you know, but it's the Medicaid, Medicare concerns. For instance, maybe as many as 11 million people over 10 years will lose their Medicare or Medicaid coverage, but Republicans say nobody's going to lose anything. We're not changing the rules. Democrats and others say it will be millions of people that will. And one of the reasons, if I understand correctly, is because of the work requirements. Can you just shed any light on where that is?
Right. So it would require certain people to work in order to get these benefits through their Medicaid providers. And so that's one thing that people have fought against, especially Senator Tom Tillis, who broke with his party during a floor speech. So he said that Republicans would be, you know, rolling back a lot that they promised they wouldn't. Another thing this package would include would bar new enrollees from the Medicaid programs after 2030. So that's another way that some individuals might be cut off from coverage.
Yeah. deregulation of silencers on certain guns. Now, the House or the Senate or the Congressional, is there more than one? I've only heard of one. The parliamentarian says that some of these things, like reducing or deregulating silencers on some guns, that is, you can have a gun silencer, it'll no longer be classified as a weapon or in that category. But the parliamentarian says that can't even be in there. It's not eligible for this sort of reconciliation. What can you tell us about the debate over the parliamentarian?
Right. So you have parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, and she has told the senators what is, you know, legally possible in this legislative package. And in Senate Majority Leader John Thune has already said that this party will not go against the parliamentarian. So she's sort of setting the guidelines on this spending package. And so what she says goes. So as you mentioned, not being able to have a gun silencer and change it in the category outside of being a weapon, that's not something that would stick. Some other of the Medicaid provisions were no longer able to pass through a filibuster, but would need to meet the 60 vote threshold in order to get through. And so the parliamentarian, again, is sort of regulating how this package can come to life in its form if it's passed by both the upper chamber and the House.
And other items that the parliamentarian has flagged: defunding Planned Parenthood, gender transition care, not major expenses, but hot social issues for Republicans. And if they're going to defer to the parliamentarian, then those aren't this bill. They'll be subject to the 60 vote threshold. Do I understand that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. $3 trillion is what I'm reading this is going to cost us net. The Republicans and president say, no, it's not going to cost us anything because we're going to make so much additional money with this bill and the tax cuts. That's, again, what I'm reading. Is that sort of where we are? One side says it'll generate revenue, and the other side says it's too costly.
Right. So you've got some people holding back, like you mentioned, Senator Rand Paul, who are really against upping the national debt and, you know, how much this bill would cost them. But then you've got the Trump administration, you know, posing that this bill would actually make the country money. Another measure that they said would boost the country's income would be from tariffs. So as we've heard in the last few days, the president is working again to go back with countries and see, you know, what the import and export rate would look like to benefit the United States. And then you've also got the president, you know, railing against, you know, certain environmental regulations and trying to boost manufacturing. And so that's another reason why we're seeing Republicans sort of, you know, push for the environmental rollbacks, environmental credit rollbacks in this bill, so that all these factors can work together to do what they're hoping to do, which is earn the country more money and cut down on federal spending.
One last thing, Ashley, along those lines, do you know what's going to happen to EV credits?
Yes. So some people are saying that these EV credits made possible are going to be taken away or rolled back, but you have other Republicans railing against it. So too soon to tell right now, but that's definitely something to keep an eye on.
So some of these items could wedge in. Some of them could be forced out. Is that what's happening this week?
Yes, that's what's happening today. Republicans are going to be doing vote after vote after vote to see which of these amendments will stand and which of them will fall.
Ashley, well done. Thanks for your help today.
Thanks for having me.